Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
It's another hour of the program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Great to have you with us in the jungle. Always a pleasure to be a small part of the biggest and most important show in our industry. And I do my best not to overwhelm you with guests, meaning typically one per hour. We're going to follow that blueprint in the second hour of the show after that solid golf conversation with Steve Sands of Golf Channel, wrapping up hour number one, getting you fully lined up for round one to the PGA Championship, teeing off tomorrow at Harding Park in San Francisco with full weekend coverage on CBS. 20 minutes from now, we'll take you inside the bubble. We're talking NBA with Sekou Smith from NBA TV, NBA.com. Lakers have locked up the top seed in the West. The race for eight is fascinating. Don't look now, but here comes Bubble Melo, Carmelo Anthony, providing valuable minutes for the Blazers, who beat the Red Hot Rockets last night. You had Milwaukee using load management. How about this? They didn't want to play their starters heavy minutes, and they lost to the Brooklyn Nets of all teams. That's coming up in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, yes, the Marlins finally played a baseball game. The details aren't important, but the larger point of view is, has baseball finally gotten back to a sense of normalcy? But how can you say that with the Cardinals unable to play? That's on the way. We'll start the second hour talking NFL in a moment, having some internet issues throughout all of Southern California. So I'm going old school. I'm not bored by my own show on TikTok. You don't want to see me dancing. I'm going to read you some tweets, and we'll do it selectively. So my apologies, because when the show ends, I'm going to get annihilated by many of you that, oh, Weber's big time us. Technology's not our friend today, so just hang in there. I'm back tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have the ability to get you more tweets. Woodland, 1839, Brian, is the Bella B Invitational the same thing as the Calgary Stampede? Asking for a friend. War, hashtag JTP.
I love when you talk hockey.
1 for 3 CI, always terrific on the old Twitter machine. B Webb, did you need a break from standing outside Bob's Big Boy holding that plate on one arm? Good callback. If you go to my Twitter account, BW Weber, Weber with two B's, I think I found an even better gym from back in the day. The last time I wore a uniform, 8th grade football. And if you want to go after the lettuce in that shot, have a good time. My parents clearly did not care about my personal appearance. Finally, T-Rob Actor, I want to take a vacation from that 30-day Rock Hard Abs program I started 4 days ago. I'm with you. The key is eat whatever you want. Don't exercise. Just turn your bathroom in a studio apartment into a steam room. Everything else is just fine, my man. All right. Because I'm not doing as great a job on Twitter as I should, I'm going to take a phone call coming up in 5 minutes. If you're hanging on the line, stay there. You will be a part of the segment. But because a fill-in host has tremendous responsibility, let's get to the NFL. And what a surreal training camp season this has been. Typically, we would be getting reports from around the nation. I'm back with you tomorrow. I'll be checking in with my former colleague and close friend from NFL Network, Steve White. Steve would be on the road coming to us from a scenic locale in the Midwest. Well, understandably, everything's changed for sports media. That's very minor. More importantly, everything's changed for the players. And we know there's no preseason. And it's easy to bury the preseason, and I lead that chorus every time I'm lucky enough to fill in for Jim in the summer. But we were supposed to have the Hall of Fame game tomorrow between the Steelers and the Cowboys. That got pushed back to next year. That's code for canceled. They're not going to play the thing. But the NFL, of course, only rescheduled the game. They're not going to have a concession even to a pandemic, unlike UConn football, which made clear today what we knew to be true because they're an independent. they're not playing their college football season in the interest of player safety. And more to the point, they were going to have a real tough time cobbling the schedule together. But the NFL keeps moving forward. So while this is a unprecedented training camp situation, no preseason games to complain about, we still have important components around the league to chop up. And as the fill-in host, I realize whose chair I'm sitting in. He's a Hall of Famer, Jim Rome, who happens to also believe in the Cleveland Browns. So I'm not going to bite that Hall of Fame hand that feeds me, but I got to be intellectually consistent because I know you tape every show that I'm a part of. If I go back to a year ago, and wow, that feels like 100 years ago, 12 months ago, I was in the studio telling you, don't believe in the Browns. It was all hype. And you could have seen just about everything that was coming if you were paying attention, starting at the top. When the Browns, because they're the Browns, decided to go with Freddie Kitchens with no head coaching experience on any level because Baker Mayfield liked him, you knew the season was going to be a disaster. So if you believe the latest debacle in Cleveland was a byproduct of poor leadership, you've got to change at the top of the organization. If you care about education, Kevin Stefanski, the new head coach, is Ivy League educated. Went to Penn and beyond, doing well in the academic decathlon. The people you talk to around the NFL say not only does he have a high football IQ, but he's got the ability to relate it to players. And Minnesota finally won a road playoff game. Nobody's putting Kirk Cousins in the Hall of Fame, but in addition to his ability to extract every dollar he can and play the financial game better than anybody in the history of the NFL. You want to go NFL Financial Hall of Fame on defense? It's Darrelle Revis. On offense, it's Kirk Cousins. Well, Kirk Cousins, the biggest knock on him, other than stealing all that money, was disappearing in high leverage situations, namely primetime games. And that extends, obviously, to postseason matchups as well. Well, Stefanski was a big reason why Cousins played better football last year, more efficient football, and Minnesota was able to win on the road in overtime in New Orleans. So, I'm not kicking Browns fans while they're down, because they've been down for a very long time. But, like the rest of you, I'm spending way too much time at home, so I'm going to fan websites just to get a sense of the delusion and passion that keeps me employed. And just one quick aside. If you think there's anybody in sports media rooting overtly or tacitly for sports to fail, you're out of your mind. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to the facts. Just be rational. If there's no sports, you don't need sportscasters. Most of us can't do anything else. So yes, there are a couple outliers on social media who may have an agenda, and that goes across the spectrum. But if you think we in the media, I love that, I'm doing air quotes for emphasis. I love that generalization because we have conventions and we gather in a furtive, on a big word, Wednesday manner and come up with these talking points. If you think as a consensus, those of us in sports media are rooting for sports to fail, you're out of your freaking mind. The rant is over. Back to the Cleveland Browns. So, trolling, not contributing, but just lurking on a couple fan websites, here's the narrative coming out of Cleveland. What did Stefanski do to quote-unquote fix Kirk Cousins? He used a lot of play action. Okay, well, that worked with Dalvin Cook as the lead running back in Minnesota. In Cleveland, we can double that because we've got Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And if the wideouts finally clicked with Kirk Cousins, he said smoothly, if that was a winning formula in Minnesota, well, we can do even better here in Cleveland because we have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. So I get it. We're in the hope business. Just about every year, somebody goes from worst to first to win a division. Not going to happen this year in that division because we're talking about the wretched Bengals. But I'm not trying to tell you what to believe or not to believe. But if you think that Kevin Stefanski can walk in and magically change the broken culture of the Cleveland Browns, or, more to the point, fix the inherent limitations that come with Baker Mayfield as your quarterback, I think you're a bit delusional. Now, look, let's give Baker some credit. He told us going into this offseason he was going to go away, going to be quiet. And he has followed up to that pledge and lived up to those words. And maybe his head is in the virtual playbook. But the way this season has been so affected by COVID-19, you can't tell me in any way that's beneficial to Baker Mayfield. Working with a new innovative head coach and a new offensive coordinator in Alex Van Pelt. And you can only learn so much, as your kids probably found out in the spring, you can only learn so much on a Zoom call. There's no substitute for in-person learning, which now Baker is having the chance to pick up what he needs to learn before we play real games coming up in just over a month. But Kevin Stefanski could have the sharpest football mind we've ever encountered. He can't change the fundamental flaws of Baker Mayfield that we knew coming out of Oklahoma. I don't normally care about a 40 time, but the fact that Baker was that slow at the combine in Indy indicated his brazen playmaker style wasn't going to work in the NFL because, like Johnny Manziel, who might have had a different name in Cleveland.
Johnny Idiot Face.
Good old Johnny Idiot Face, who decided that he could outrun NFL defenders when a play broke down. How'd that work out? And he's now back, apparently, according to TMZ, having a very good time enjoying the nightlife in the midst of a pandemic. Baker's physical limitations will not go away. Stop telling me he's going to be Russell Wilson or Drew Brees because he's diminutive. And yeah, he had to believe in himself. Anybody who wants to achieve at a high level needs that unparalleled level of self-esteem. But because he thinks he can make every throw, he continues to throw it to the other team or into tight windows, and the ball's batted, and that's another costly interception. So maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe Kevin Stefanski is the quarterback whisperer. But to use that equine analogy and take it one step further, Baker Mayfield is not a thoroughbred. He's always been a claiming horse. And he could get by and thrive and shine in college football because he was playing against wretched college defenses, specifically in the Big 12. None of his flaws were going to go away in the NFL. And I don't care who the coach is, nothing's going to change in Cleveland. Still looking for their first playoff appearance since 2002. I don't like to use the word lie, but I lied. I don't have time to take a phone call. If you're hanging on the line, I got wrapped up in that brown state. 1-800-636-8686. I promise sometime in this hour, if you're patient, we'll take a call. More of your tweets from my cell phone. It's BW Weber. Hit me up on email, RomanHaveATake.com. Up next, we go to the NFL. Lakers, officially the top seed in the West. Are they deep enough beyond LeBron and Anthony Davis to win it all? Looking forward to our chat with Sekou Smith of NBA TV and NBA.com. I'm Brian Weber, in for Jim Rome. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation. Introducing the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain, introducing Zone Support. Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. And there's something brand new called AirScape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery and, as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com, use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for $100 off your mattress order. That code again is ROME, R-O-M-E, for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Brian Weber back with you in for Jim Rome. Phone calls are coming up, I promise. 1-800-636-8686. Twitter is BW Weber. We are efforting a conversation with Sekou Smith of NBA.com. If he's not available now, we'll try to get that done coming up. While we have a moment and looking ahead to the last hour of the program, we're going to talk more NBA. Can you really believe in the Rockets? Were they exposed at all by Portland last night? I've got to get interactive. Let's hit the phone lines. 1-800-636-8686. Here is Johnny in Texas. Hey, Johnny, you're in the jungle. What's going on?
Brian, what's going on, my man?
I am doing well. What do you want to discuss today?
Hey, I got a message for the NFL. You know what? I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know how these guys are going to be able to pull this off. You know, the NBA, NHL, MLB, they have an advantage because they can kind of control the space. You know what I mean? But if I'm a offensive or defensive lineman and I'm, you know, I'm scheduled to play a team that is tested positive, I don't want to line up against it, against that guy, you know, and be right up in his face to have to block him or, you know, try to get to the quarterback. So I don't know how it's going to work. Second thing, hey, man, I've really been trying to follow you a little bit more on Twitter. You're a pretty good follow, and you're very interactive, and I appreciate that. Just real quick, I'll shout out to Mark, formerly of the 925. He is now Mark in DFW clones, so if you're not following him yet, follow him. Hey, bro, Mark, when you get settled with your family, let me know, and I'll be up there to visit with you. Thanks a lot for taking the call. Y'all be good. Out.
Outro. I'm glad I could have been a conduit there. I am merely the vessel for one clone to offer well wishes to another, and that's the whole point. Without being more self-promoting than normal, hopefully by now, if you're a regular, it comes through. I've been listening to this show for 25 years. I think I first heard Jim on a regular basis when he was added to the lineup on KMBR 1050 in San Francisco. And we lost Ralph Barbieri this week, a legend in not only sports talk nationally, but an icon in San Francisco itself. But when I was working at KMBR 1050, Jim would come on and I would have to follow that as a fill-in guy. And let's just say in 1996, I was 26 and not, at that point, skilled enough to do college water polo. So Jim would have such a professional.
Van Buren! She's got it again!
Punch that Van Buren. And then I got into a whole president riff there, but we'll do that later. That's the DVD, Sounds of the Game with B-Web, available on brianweber.com. So Jim would do an immaculate show with the biggest names in sports from 9 to noon Pacific. I'd come on at 12:02. Hey, everybody, Brian Weber sitting in for Ron. And I just said, this is never going to happen. How am I going to be as good as Jim? I'm not saying I've achieved that goal, but to be in this chair means so much to me. And I hope that comes through not only with my approach on the air, but I'm open to chatting with you on Twitter. It's BW Weber. And I realize that personal fodder is not personal appearance is not show fodder, but that rule does not apply to a fill-in host. You can pass along any thoughts you like on social media. Kenny in Pittsburgh has been patient. We're just going to roll through the phone lines here. Is Kenny in Pittsburgh there? He's been hanging on the line. Hey, Kenny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Brian, it's Kelly in Pittsburgh, but that's okay.
Garrett Ritt doesn't care. He's the fill-in producer. You're lucky he even put you on the air.
Well, that's fine. Hey, listen, Brian, I just wanted to also help you with that. basically, I think, you know, it's amazing. I've been listening to Jim as long as you have, and I've been listening to talk radio. I've been driving trucks for over 30 years, and that's what I do all day. And I'll be honest, he has, including yourself, obviously, why I'm on the phone today with you, the best fill-in hosts of anyone I've ever really heard in radio, not only sports, but regardless of any of them. The only thing, you know, I got a chance the last time you were the host, though, to finally sit and watch an episode. Normally I'm driving, and I was able to watch you, and I was fascinated. I thought, you know, with the pandemic, the way it's going on, everyone wearing masks and being very careful about how they sanitize things, I said, look at Brian. I mean, Jim's going to have to literally replace that microphone. You hang on to it like it's Ron Jeremy trying to escape from one of your parties.
Kelly, thank you so much. We've canceled Ron Jeremy. Appreciate the phone call. You were great for about 95% of it. And just so you know, a team of scientists in hazmat suits come in and make sure everything is sterilized after I leave the studio. This is my pee popper windscreen, as we say in the business. Jim will be just fine when he returns from vacation. And I'll try to back off the microphone. I just have so much to say. And I am thrilled to have the ability to expand the conversation. Let's talk NBA with a gentleman who I enjoyed chatting with over the years. It's Sekou Smith. Check out his fine work on NBA.com, senior writer for the website. Sekou, Brian Weber with you. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. What's happening?
I am as excited as you, I think, as to what we've seen from the bubble. So let's just try to sum up, without getting into the details so far, the overall level of play that we have seen in the Sunshine State. Because I figured, coming off the exhibitions, there would be a learning curve. And yeah, maybe there's been some sloppy moments with too many turnovers in a particular game. But overall, I think the NBA has been fabulous so far. How about you?
It's been much better than I expected, to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting the scores to be this high. I wasn't expecting the fouls to be this plentiful. But the overall level of basketball has been better than what I expected. I was thinking the players would have a harder time finding a rhythm after being off as long as they were. But it speaks to, you know, the level of professionalism and the fact that these are the best in the world. These guys are the best at what they do, and it's taken them, you know, less than a week to remind everybody that. You think about some of the performances we've seen so far. People that didn't know who T.J. Warren was before this started certainly do now. Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns have shown themselves to be better than their record was supposed to be. It's good to have basketball back, and it's really good to have it back at this high level.
Chatting with Sekou Smith. You see him on NBA TV. You read him on NBA.com. Okay, Sekou, let's go around the bubble. We know next year is the summer of Giannis, but it almost feels like Kevin Durant set the precedent that you can have multiple summers devoted to a superstar. So with Giannis not able to get to free agency for another full season, whenever hopefully we finish next year's NBA campaign, how big of an opportunity is this for Milwaukee this year? Given the limitations of the supporting cast, good to get Eric Bledsoe back yesterday, but the one reliable name on that roster is Chris Middleton. Let's say Giannis, who I think is going to win his second straight MVP, is able to win a championship with this supporting cast. Couldn't the Bucks come to him and say, yes, go through the free agent process, but we have the opportunity now to build a dynasty. We're going to get you more help. Why would you go anyplace and leave Milwaukee?
Yeah, listen, if they're to win this championship this year, that would certainly be my speech to Giannis, you know, is that not only have you already done what you set out to do here, we're going to do it again and again with a team that's specifically crafted around you. You know, we're kind of handpicked supporting cast. Chris Middleton is an ideal number two. But I'll be honest with you, Brian, I'm watching these teams and it's interesting seeing them all in the same venue, you know, in the same property there playing, you know, and competing. And then you watch them day after day. I'm feeling like the Bucks aren't as good as I thought they were in the 60 plus games we played before the shutdown. And maybe it's the nature of, you know, the situation, where they are now, kind of comparing them against the other elite teams that we believe have a chance to win, you know, a championship. But I'm wondering if that supporting cast is as good as I think it is, or if there's a piece or two missing and a couple of guys who look like really good fits early on, but I'm looking at them now and saying, I don't know if they help you get past Boston or Toronto or some of the other teams in the East even that you're going to have to deal with, never mind whoever comes out of the West. So it's a huge, huge opportunity for the Bucks.
I'm with you. If we're thinking that depth is...
And move on to, you know, the future.
Sorry to jump on you there. We have a little bit of a shaky line. If we think depth is more important than ever this year, you look at Boston and Toronto. Reigning champs. Nobody's talking about them. Better record at this juncture of the season than they did a year ago when they had Kawhi. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how things play out in the East. Talking NBA with Sekou Smith, senior writer from NBA.com. Sekou, how about Houston? And they had the quality win over the Bucks. Lost last night to Portland, who is an intriguing team as well. Beyond the details of micro ball with Harden and Westbrook, Mike D'Antoni's contract has expired. It lapsed at the end of June. He's beyond a lame duck. What does he need to achieve in Orlando to get the long-term deal he's looking for?
Honestly, Brian, I'm not sure what else you want him to do. You know, he's taken whatever you've thrown at him and made it work in Houston. You know, the small ball is something that I could only envision being done, you know, with Mike D'Antoni as the coach. I don't know if there's any magic, you know, dust he can sprinkle on this team in Orlando. But I know this, if you're the Rockets and you think you're going to find somebody better suited to cater his offense to the talents you have, I need to see him, you know, because Mike D'Antoni is the ideal coach for that. He's the perfect coach for an offense that's going to go out there and chuck up 63s a night and not concern themselves too much with what you do on the defensive end. I just wonder if his time, you know, in terms of the players buying in, the organization buying into what he's doing, has run out because they haven't been able to get over the hump. And it's not his fault. I don't think you can pin it all on Mike D'Antoni. They've simply run into a Warriors team that was better than they were time and again and haven't been able to get over that hump. And now you have Westbrook and James Harden doing their best to get you there. And if they can't, I don't know what else you do if you're the Rockets. Maybe it's time to part ways with Mike D'Antoni and amicably be. And everybody just say, hey, it didn't work. We're going to move on and try something else.
Sekou, as I mentioned, I've enjoyed our conversations in the past. Really learned something every time I read one of your columns on NBA.com. Glad we were able to track you down and connect today. Thanks for joining us on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you, sir.
Sekou Smith. You see him on NBA TV. Senior writer, NBA.com. Much more NBA coming up in the final hour of the program. We've got a Lou Williams reset. Yeah, he finally had to address the media yesterday. I'm sure he was happy it came via a Zoom call. Talking about in the wake of what was a fabulous game. And I get pushback on Twitter that I have the pom-poms. I am an NBA fanboy. I will concede that in part because baseball's become irrelevant in my life. And we're talking baseball coming up because it's a full-service show. I'm not going to ignore any segment of the media. But if you watch that game between the Suns and the Clips, Devin Booker was the truth. What a shot at the horn. Phoenix, you play all their games in the bubble. They're 3-0. And then Sweet Lou had to discuss his magical affinity for chicken wings. I got the details. We'll talk more Houston. Portland, is Melo really turning back the clock? I'm saying all the way back to Syracuse when he won that title for Jimmy Boeheim. We'll get to the NBA in the final hour of the program. Phone calls taken selectively. No Ron Jeremy illusions, please. At 1-800-636-8686. Don't tweet at me and Peter North on Twitter. It's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Emails, if we get the internet going throughout Southern California, RomanHaveATake.com. Straight ahead, we're going to hit the diamond. Vagabond Marlins finally played a game last night. Of course, first pitch was pushed back because of inconclusive test, because we're talking about the Marlins. Has baseball really put all of their issues behind them? First, it's time for a sports update. Let's turn it over to Rich Ackerman. He's got all the details.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
Getting closer to the final hour of the program. Just one more guest along the way. An hour from now, we'll take you around the NFL in this most unusual August filled with unique training camps. Looking forward to checking in with a great friend of the jungle, Pete Prisco. You see him on CBS HQ, senior columnist, CBSSports.com. Thanks to our guests so far. Joined that NBA chat with Sekou Smith from NBA.com. Our number one featured a golf conversation. Getting you set for the PGA Championship with round one teeing off tomorrow in San Francisco. Great to catch up with Steve Sands of Golf Channel. And a reminder, this weekend on CBS, the best golfers are in the San Francisco Bay Area for the season's first major. Will Brooks Koepka pull off the three-peat? Will someone else step up to take their place in history? It's the PGA Championship live starting Saturday at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on CBS. More Tiger thoughts tomorrow. Allegedly, Adam Hawk is going to come back from his vacation. If he's coming off a vacation, should I assume 40% is too high a threshold to aim for? And Garrett and Alvin are nodding yes. And because I looked at the tee times tomorrow with the glamour group of Tiger and Rory McIlroy and world number one Justin Thomas playing together, Hawk is going to be mentally checked out because we'll be on the air at the same time. So can you give less than 0%? Because, you know, I've been in sports long enough to have all these coaches tell me, got to get 110%. I guess if you can get that additional 10%, you can go deep, deep, deep undercover, get to negative territory. Adam Hawk back tomorrow. Garrett and Alvin doing a great job. In fact, Alvin mentioned in our Twitter conversation, let me whip out my phone. Excuse me while I whip this out. John in Buffalo tweeting, apparently, Alvin needed a vacation from his glasses today. I am so caught up in myself and vain, I didn't even notice. There he is. And he has a mask right there, as he should, especially because I can just see Alvin looking through the glass in horror as I'm all over this microphone. I'll come in tomorrow, since we're here in Southern California, and emulate the great voice of the LA Clippers, Ralph Lawler, who used to call games with a stick mic in his hand. I think he was smoking a heater in his other hand back in the day, but this will all be sanitized later. One more tweet. Iowa Bob 17, B-Web, we need a permanent vacation from Rex in the ABQ, signed The Jungle.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
In the final hour of the show, in addition to the Pete Prisco conversation, we'll start hour number three, getting you set for the deadline in the league looming tomorrow. Players have to make that final decision. Will they opt out? Patriots have been the dominant story in that category with eight players deciding they're not going to compete this year. So does that really mean Belichick is the evil genius orchestrating all of that? That is on the way. I talk baseball selectively. Same approach when it comes to the phone lines at 1-800-636-8686. But even I have to acknowledge what happened yesterday in Baltimore, because your Miami Marlins finally played a game. And what a debacle it's been across MLB. And don't tell me, because I'm hearing some apologists come up with this point of view. Well, if you put aside the Marlins and the Cardinals, baseball's doing a heck of a job, Brownie. 28 other teams are fine. Okay, well, just dig into the facts there. What about all the opponents of Miami and St. Louis? Not only dealing with the fears of picking up this dreaded virus, also having to adjust all of their travel schedules and not knowing when they were going to play again. This has been a disaster, a nightmare scenario, even though Rob Manfred, that empty suit, won't utter those words. But the Marlins finally able to make it up to Baltimore. Of course, since we're talking about Miami, they were followed by a tropical storm But they got on the field, not without the latest delay. Game's first pitch was pushed back because the Marlins were still dealing with inconclusive tests. But baseball said all the standards were met, and the Marlins won a game. We're not breaking it down. We're talking about Baltimore and Miami. Haven't we suffered enough? If we had relegation in MLB, you'd send both of these franchises down to Double-A, if that still existed, because baseball, with its corrupt approach to most things, has destroyed minor league baseball as well. So you had Don Mattingly having to guide a roster that added 15 new players. Mattingly, because he's Donnie Baseball, doesn't care. He's going to be totally upfront. He said he was meeting some of those players for the very first time. So this franchise that in many ways represents everything strange about baseball, with the incredible highs of winning a pair of World Series to the lows of being the laughingstock of all of sports and selling off every star they could, has moved beyond merely being a collection of losers that didn't hurt anybody except themselves and their 14 fans to an organization that was a super spreader in the midst of a pandemic. And some of this comes down to personal responsibility, because we still don't know all the details of what happened to the Marlins, but there are enough reporters not needing to be Woodward and Bernstein to piece this together. Apparently, some of the guys playing for the Marlins decided to have a good time in Atlanta. And there's Derek Jeter, of all people, who's never said one interesting or enlightening thing in his life, trying to play politician and clean this up, saying, well, some of the fellows went out to have milk. Send them a gift basket, Jeets. That'll fix everything. So we got the Marlins situation, followed by the Cardinals situation. Still don't know when they're going to play. And all of this, sadly, was completely predictable because baseball has been fundamentally broken for years. Did you expect the sport that canceled the World Series in 1994 and has had bickering and the inability to find common ground between billionaire owners and millionaire players to navigate this unprecedented challenge in anything else than an utter failure? Baseball's gonna baseball. And if we're going to be Monday morning quarterbacks here to mix sports metaphors, they blew an opportunity to play these games when conditions in many states were better. They could have played 110 games and started before we saw conditions deteriorate in many key states. But, of course, they couldn't do that because it's baseball. Why would they have the ability to compromise to provide entertainment to a nation stuck at home when they could just sit there and bicker over money? So we got this 60-game joke of a season with softball rules and playing seven-inning doubleheaders, which, get used to that, because baseball knows they've lost generations of fans. At least they could sell seven innings to kids who know that format from Little League Baseball, and that's where baseball is now. They are so lost that even if they can find a way to complete this season, they still have to address major issues that have fundamentally changed the game. But if we cannot come to an understanding that players are not going to be willing to protect themselves, should we assume anything responsible from either the rank and file of the union or the owners and their puppet, Rob Manfred? Because baseball can say, we put together 117 pages in a binder. Go read this, okay? Well, how about the basic fundamentals? Wear a freaking mask in the dugout. Did we see that week one? Heck no. Socially distance from your teammates. You have an empty stadium. Go sit in Section G. You got it all to yourselves. No, they crowded into a dugout because apparently some, not all, I don't want to get into sweeping generalizations, some baseball players just didn't give a damn. Walk-off home runs being celebrated like it was Game 7 of the World Series. So, hopefully, and I want to be optimistic because I want all of these sports to continue and flourish. If they don't, I'm going to be standing on a street corner with this microphone talking to myself. But baseball has to clean up its act, starting with the players. Don't go to a casino if you're playing for the Cardinals. Don't go get milk, whatever that means, if you're playing for the Marlins. And don't assume Rob Manfred's going to say anything that makes any kind of sense. Same guy who told us in the wake of butchering the Astros scandal that the World Series trophy is merely a hunk of metal, continues to deny that baseball is dealing with real issues and somehow made it all about himself last week when the Cardinal issue flared up, saying he's not a quitter. He's going to keep moving forward. Well, if baseball has to shut down again, and let's just be completely transparent, if we were talking about the Dodgers or the Yankees, this season would be over. They'd shut it all down. But we assume the Marlins are just going to float around, being irrelevant, and life goes on. But if baseball has to stop again, they won't be quitters. Like anybody who has had their work affected by the pandemic, they didn't quit their job. If you used to be a bartender and you can't work, you're not a quitter. Incredibly tone deaf by Rob Manfred. But speaking to the systemic issues baseball's had for a long time, and I'm not even addressing stuff like failing to market their stars. They can't even figure out how to play these games and travel in a safe manner. And we'll connect it to football coming up in the final hour of the program. Football different, clearly, because with the elimination of the preseason, only talking about 8 road games in the regular season. They can fly in day of if they have to. Follow the Saints. Come up with your own bubble in your own hotel. Baseball could have done all these things. Baseball could have had regional bubbles. Players didn't want to disrupt their lifestyles, and the owners didn't want to pay for it. Something's rotten in the state of baseball, and it starts at the top. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm working the phone. BW Weber. It's like a telethon. Weber with 2 B's coming up. NFL deadline for opting out is tomorrow. Thank you very much. What's really going on with the Patriots? Weber and Ferrone on CBS Sports Radio.